TH. I'm a little confused about one thing. No, when I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and at that time, many of us young people, we were rebels in general, because the societies we grew up in, here in Europe and in America, here in Sweden, for instance, were rather, on the side of the capitalists and the imperialists and all that, and but among the youth, and we're talking students, of course, intellectuals and alternative people, as it was called then, being alternative back then wasn't just about, looking cool and different and all that. It was called the alternative movement here in Sweden. It was about being engaged and aware and, reading and learning about what's happening in the world and not just live in an ignorant dream sometimes. Amplified by drugs, which some did, and so there was this whole thing moving around among the young people then, and we were on the left, course. That was the only thing that made sense. But being on the left largely meant being against imperialism, being for the countries that are exploited, that are the victims of colonialism and imperialism, which is really just part of the development of colonialism. And there were people all over the world, especially, of course, in China and, Russia, I don't know. only the hardcore ones were Stalinists, but there were discussions going on, different flavors of interpretations of Marx and Lenin, and everyone was entitled to her or his opinion. And there were discussions, sometimes heavy ones, over bottles of wine, nights, Friday, Saturday nights. And yes, I remember then eventually getting a bit turned off from that environment, because it seemed more that many drifted into a style. You should dress that way. Have that Palestina scarf and those clothes and that haircut and those opinions and listen to that music. And it became like a subculture. And it seems to me that this is much what it is about these days. And my question is, I'm trying to understand it seriously, where are the young leftists today? I don't understand them. I don't understand what it's about. And what makes it topsy-turvy and inside out and upside down and bewildering to me is that sometimes it seems that the sides are unclear, that there are leftists who support what is clearly just another form and another development of imperialism, globalism, or whatever it's called. Or as some say, you know, you have this anti-fascist, Antifa, whatever you call them. But what are they? If you're just anti-something, that doesn't say what you are for. So, I may sound stupid when I ask these questions, or I should probably have known. And not have to ask these questions, but I'm a bit confused. Because, and why I'm asking this question is because I'm wondering where today are those, especially young people, who are intelligently looking at the world, analyzing it as we did, discussing it, and really trying to do something to actually change the world to the better. And of course, when you say that, everyone thinks that that's what they're doing. But, well, back in the 70s, I found engagement and intelligence and people really, really trying to learn, understand, and think for themselves. We were free to do that, as I said. And some did it, and some, of course, just thought as everyone else in their group. And of course, what makes you join a certain political group or whatever group? Maybe all kinds of reasons. But I think that, you know, I'm talking to you youngsters, just trying to tell a little the story from our time. We 60s, 70s people, youngsters, are now oldies, saying that please do what we did. question things and look at it deeper and dare to see it from the other side. And I think that smart, analytical, critical thinking today is the most important because, you know, I see, it seems to me at least, that those who are sitting there controlling the societies today, those that we were kind of fighting against or racing against back in the 70s and the 60s, you know, the big psychopath, narcissistic, capitalist, imperialist, power-hungry, colonialist, you know, those who just want to take from others, take a lot and give a little, you know that. That's what we were fighting against, and that's what we should, well, fight, but we should oppose and try to change. Well, you know, it's a stupid mentality to have anyway. So intelligence, how to turn it into win-win situations that actually solve it for everyone on this planet, not another war. It's conflict tends to rather stop the flow and lock things up, and you're just busy fighting some other people. We need a lot of intelligence now acting here, and we all have intelligence. It's just get out of that laziness. But also the challenge today is that we have a completely different super powerful media today. And there are people, of course, trying to use that media to control our minds, to make us go with them and hate those that they want us to hate. And I can see, you know, it's like so clear, these color revolutions, for instance. It's a tactic that is being used where you especially focus on students, because those kind of students who we used to be, who were against that establishment or questioning it, that same establishment, those power people up there, have learned to use media and propaganda, which is always made to be invisible to those who are targets for it. And there are those who know how to do that, agitating groups, getting them out there, protest demonstrations and making them violent, forcing that government to do something about it. And then media being there showing, look what they're doing against these innocent protesters. I mean, it's a whole part of a narrative. It's a strategy for toppling governments, for instance. I mean, this is very much the way I see color revolutions. So before you just jump into that next protest crowd, be careful with that also. Analyze, be critical, look at who is doing this, how is it orchestrated and to what purpose? Yes, they're telling us that our leader is this and that, some new Hitler or whatever, very bad, and they're, you know, we should demand that leader to go. We need a new, real, good, proper government, democratic, by the people, for the people. You know, it's easy to get into that, and then you just put the emotion into it, and you go like, yeah. But then, when you kicked out that leader, of course, generally there will be some, at just the right time, some weaponized forces coming up and helping to enter into that government building and killing or kicking out the president, whatever. And you think, yes, we succeeded, we did revolution against the fascists, or whatever. And then, sometimes very nicely managed operation takes over, where all of a sudden another leader sits there. A good one, a democratic one. But it was all orchestrated. It was all planned years in advance, very expertly carried out. So I'm just speaking to the youngsters today. Those of you who hear this call, that yes, we need to awaken here, or remain awaken. We need to get smart. And there are no ready, perfect answers being just given. And if someone gives that and says that this is the absolute truth here, then we should be careful. We need to do our homework. Look at it from this side, that side, be critical, analyze. Not just jump on the bandwagon that somehow or other passes in front of us and tells us, yeah, come and join us here for freedom, democracy, for this and that, all these good, nice, fine words flying there, or against that, all the bad words on those protest posters. Because you need to look more, where is that bandwagon heading and who is ultimately controlling it? It's a tricky world to live in. And it was like that too in the 70s, but I would say today, there's at least as much of need on all of you youngsters to really start thinking for yourselves and don't just buy whatever the good guys and girls on your screens tell you that is the only opinion, right thing to say, right thing to think, right thing to do. And you know, when they start making it illegal to think in different ways and the right one, to speak it out, to even share on social media posts expressing misinformation, the wrong information, wrong opinion. Be careful. I mean, I hope you can see that. Well, if you just read 1984, otherwise, I mean, it's basically seems to be the manual for what's many things that go on today. Yeah. You youngsters, we believe in you. Our hope is in you. Don't get brainwashed. As John and Joko said back then, stay awake, don't fall asleep.